Hi, Mary.
Hello, Dr. Wright. I was wondering if what you think of pulse electric magnetic field.
Well, they really can do a lot of good. There's some conditions they do better for than others. I think they're second only to something that the FDA has shut down, of course, which is a really high-powered magnetic field that I've seen do marvelous things. But we can't use it. Okay, well, that's our public servants there, so what can I say? Pulse electromagnetic fields, having said that, are quite good for a number of things, ma'am.
Okay, well, I read about it, and it sounded like it might help my Meniere's and my arthritis.
Okay, ma'am, for Meniere's, a professor of neurology at Mayo Clinic published in the early 1950s that he and his team helped to clear up Meniere's in the large majority of cases with intravenous histamine. I am not kidding you. That's a professor from the Mayo. It's the same man who used intravenous histamine to clear up a lot of multiple sclerosis. I did not say cure, but he got rid of a lot of the symptoms of multiple sclerosis with intravenous histamine. And believe it or not, there was a hospital in Tacoma for about 15 years that saw nothing but MS people and gave them intravenous histamine because they did so well. But that doctor died and nobody wanted to continue it at the hospital. Okay, getting back to nobody wants to give intravenous histamine because it sounds scary. Compounding pharmacies have been known to put it into little patches. And I've worked with at least four people now who have Meniere's who get these little patches of histamine, put them on their skin every 12 hours, and what do you know, their Meniere's a lot better. So I would go with that instead of the pulsed electromagnetic field, ma'am, for that one thing. Not for everything, but for that one thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking trimethoprim HCTZ, which depletes my potassium.
Sure
and
does.
I have to take potassium twice a day.
Well, look at check with your doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about getting some histamine in a patch. Or you could call the compounding pharmacy and see if they make it and then find a doctor who will prescribe it for you.
Oh, okay. Can my GP prescribe it for me?
Well, of course they can, but most doctors who are not familiar with the medical literature, never mind natural medicine, not familiar with the medical literature won't do it because they won't believe you that it works. And you have to put the article under their noses from the professor from Mayo in order for them to even think about it.
Okay. Well, my doctor trained at Loma Linda University, so she lets me do a lot of different things.
She might be a little more open-minded. You're quite right.
Yeah. Okay, so with the arthritis, do you think the pulse electromagnetic field helps that?
Did you say arthritis?
Yeah.
What kind of arthritis, ma'am?
Well, I know it's not rheumatoid arthritis because I'm a therapist, a hand therapist for years. So it is, my joints are just in my hands, they're tightening up. And then I have to pop them open and massage them, and then I can open them and use them during the day.
Okay, ma'am. Dr. John Ellis wrote a book called The Doctor Who Looked at Hands. And he was working in a farming community where everybody was milking their cows by hand. And a lot of those people got stiff joints in their hands. That's why I asked what kind of arthritis. All right. Well, what he found is that if he put them on vitamin B6 a couple of times a day, that within weeks to months, they would have no more joint stiffness in the hands. He was famous for having found out that trigger finger will totally go away. I'm not kidding. I've seen it go away every time I've worked with it with adequate vitamin B6. And simply stiffness without trigger finger, particularly if that stiffness is in all the fingers, not just one finger, that also can go away with vitamin B6. It's the pyridoxal phosphate form, P5P. I'll have people, when they come in for first time, when we do a physical exam, I'll check for finger stiffness. I'll have them try to flex their fingers in a certain way, and they can't because of the stiffness. So we put them on the P5C, P5P stuff, 50 milligrams. It's in all the health food stores, natural, into a little tiny capsule, too. And health food stores, compounding pharmacies, Tacoma Clinic dispensary, and nothing changes for the first month or 6 weeks, and then, oh, my goodness, I think it's getting better. The trigger finger takes 6 months. The stiffness in the fingers takes about four.
Okay, thank you very much. And I can get that at the pharmacy in Federal Way, the compounding one.
Yes, you can, or you can get it at Marlene's in Federal Way.
Oh, so Marlene's in Tacoma would have it.
And they would have it in Fairway, too. They've got a Marlene's branch in both cities.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I'm not putting down pulse electromagnetic fields. What I am saying, though, is that if we get to the cause of the problem, we do even better. And those two can clear up your causes.